One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're checking the right side of the microphone, Shannon.
I do it wrong so often.
You were correct.
I was correct.
Everyone can hear you.
Yes, good. Hooray.
What's new with you?
I'm jazzed.
You're jazzed. Why are you jazzed?
I don't know. I had a lot of coffee today.
Oh, okay.
I did. And
Not just seltzer? I hear you get a lot of seltzer at
work. I do get a lot of seltzer. So we have this machine at work and it makes fizzy water.
Exciting.
But like
technology also, these days.
I know. But it's like a big, beautiful machine. and it makes flavors too.
Hi, I'm here on Shark Tank to present a big, beautiful machine that does something mundane. No. Who wants to invest?
It doesn't do something mundane. You can pick still or sparkling and you can pick four different flavors that come out of it.
I could do that. Your company should hire me to be the seltzer boy.
There's like a little soda jerk, like in the corner.
Exactly.
And you can wear one of those red and white striped shirts and like roll your sleeves up.
And it would be the funniest joke in the office for me to be like, hey, who you calling jerk?
No one would like that.
Oh, Scott, got him again.
Well, the greatest thing, so I've started calling, so the machine is called a bevy.
Really?
Yes.
Like
B-E-V-V-Y? B-E-V-I, like a bevy, like beverage.
Ah.
But I started calling it Bev.
Hey, Bev.
Because I think that's really funny that like if we start personifying it and it's just Bev in the office.
This is Bev. She works with us.
Bev's water is really cloudy today.
Ooh, Bev, a little tart.
Yeah.
A little tart.
The grapefruit is a little tart. I also wanted to say thank you to, we've built such a cute little community
of vegetarians,
and we love you all very much. And one of you did me a solid on Tuesday when I was unable to pick up my farm share. And one of our listeners who lives in basically my neighborhood volunteered to go pick it up. So thank you to Ben Silver, who we got
to
meet at our live show.
Hey, Ben Silver.
Yeah. In Queens.
Yeah.
Which you will hear more about. And it went really well.
Yep.
Which
we were right. It did go well. And we aren't famous.
We aren't famous. But we dude it.
But we dude it.
We dude it. We dude the live show. And you know what? Ben Silver is such a nice guy. I offered to split the farm share with him because he picked it up for me. And he only took the shallot.
Ben Silver loves shallots, that guy.
Yeah, he loves shallots. Shallot man, eating up the shallots wherever he goes.
That was the classic Elton John power ballad, Shallot man.
Yeah, anyway. So I had a good week.
Good.
Yeah, what about you?
I had a good week. I was supposed to pick up your farm share.
Yes, you were.
And had to bail at the last minute because I was asked to help out with a Grammy performance.
Woo-hoo.
Last minute. And last night I went to the sound check for this Grammy performance. And also at this same sound check was the sound check for Patti LuPone singing Don't Cry For Me Argentina as a tribute to Angela Lloyd Webber.
Amazing.
And because it was a sound check, she was like standing up there singing, 18-piece orchestra behind her, her arms up in the Evita pose, and she had a little speaker to her right on the ground, and she sang a line and then complained about her mix. So it was everything was like, don't cry for me Argentina, what is that, just bass in there? The truth is I never left you, get the bass out of the monitor, through all my wild days, where's the guitar and wild adventure. It was like literally the entire
Patty.
song, and it was, I was just mouth agape.
Yeah.
The whole time. And after it was over, the cellist on my gig and I were turned to each other and we were like, that was amazing.
Just fangirling so hard.
It was
but
like
also
the most Patti LuPone moment that's ever Patti LuPone'd.
she LuPone'd so hard.
Oh man, that mixer got LuPone'd.
Yeah.
LUPWN.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That's fun. See, I told a story about a farm share and you told a story about a Grammy performance.
Yeah.
You're like the person that is always like, oh yeah, that's exactly like what my thing is, only it's like way better. We were having a meeting at work one time and my one boss told me very excitedly that she was going to tell the whole meeting that she had bought taco holders over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She was really excited and she like put a picture of taco holders like in the PowerPoint for the meeting. And then when we got to the meeting, before she could tell us about the taco holders, our other boss was like, I bought a house this weekend. And she was like, God damn it.
Taco holders.
You stole my thunder for the taco holders.
I mean, it shouldn't minimize the excitement over the taco holders, but.
Yeah, very important.
Very important.
Anyway. One upper.
Let's start an episode of Song Salad.
We should start an episode of Song Salad.
What is Song Salad?
A song salad is a short song that we write about a random topic in a random style of music.
And how do we decide on those random topics and random genres of music?
Oh, we just do whatever we want.
Randomly.
Well, yes, randomly. So we have the produce section, which is our Google sheet that we have a whole bunch of genres on, like 500.
Thank you to listener Sarah Brown for
thank you
telling us that randomized range does still exist. You just have to select all the cells.
It's so stupid because before you could just highlight the whole column hit randomize range, but now you have to select all the cells individually. So thank you. I love our listeners that come out of the woodwork in order to like fix things about us.
There are Twitter tech support.
Yeah, Twitter tech support. I love it. So thank you, Sarah Brown. Also, thank you to Morgan, who is from Givardin and was
against
like
all odds.
Yeah. And was like, there are more cows than people here, but we're here. It's like, oops. Oops. So thank you, Morgan. We're glad you're listening.
Also, thank you to everyone who's sent in salad spinner suggestions.
Yes, very
we
helpful.
Spin the salad spinner to choose our random topic and genre. This week's salad spinner sound / improvisation comes from Autumn Clark, and she suggested Pinky and the Brain grocery shopping.
This is very good. Did you watch Pinky and the Brain when you were little?
Not once.
Really?
I've never seen an episode of the show.
Do you know anything about it?
They're mice or rats that
they're
are
rats.
In like a science-y lab.
Yes.
And one of them is like a scientist trying to take over the world and the other one's stupid.
Yes.
That's all I know.
That's pretty good. Okay. So I think what we should do.
Yeah.
Is we should do like one of us is one of them and one of us is the other one. Okay. And then we'll switch it for the next salad spinner.
Perfect. Perfect.
So do you want to be Pinky or do you want to be the Brain?
Is the Brain the smart one or the dumb one?
What do you think?
Well, it could be ironic.
Oh, no. The brain is the smart one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does he have like a Stewie Griffin voice? Kinda.
Kinda. He's not exactly, like British the way Stewie Griffin is.
Is he like Frasier?
Kinda. I'm not gonna help you at all with this.
Fine. Okay, I'll be Frasier then.
Okay, you'll be Frasier.
Frasier Brain.
Okay.
Get it? Because his last name is Crane. Frasier Crane.
Very good. Brain. Okay. They also, they have like a little thing that they always say to each other.
I don't know this.
Okay. Well, how about I say the thing that Pinky says and you just respond.
Respond.
Yes, but remember that we're in a grocery store.
Shopping,
we're
yes.
in a grocery
okay,
store.
So I'm the Brain still.
Yes.
Okay.
And I hope I remember the Brain's voice, but I don't remember Pinky's voice super okay. well. So I'm just going to go
just
for
be
it.
Dumb.
All right, here we go. Gee, Brain. What are we gonna get tonight at the store?
We need Brussels sprouts to rule the world.
Oh, that was kind of close.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
what
job.
Was it?
Good job. Nice. Spin.
Are you okay? What'd you do?
I hurt my neck going blah. I really did. Ow.
You gonna be all right?
Oh, I blah too hard.
Careful when you dubstep, friends.
Yes, we got dubstep.
Dubstep.
Damn it.
I've been hoping for this genre.
I know. You can do lyrics in it, right? Like, you can have, like...
We're going to.
Yeah.
Even if you can't, we will.
We will. We will find a way. We're the Jurassic Park of lyrics. We find a way. Life will find a way.
And then someone will say about us, they only thought about whether they could. They didn't stop to think if they should.
And then Jeff Goldblum will like take his sunglasses off really dramatically.
Life finds a way.
Anyway, dubstep
is a genre of electronic dance music, EDM, that originated in South London, England. It emerged in the late 1990s as a development within a lineage of related styles such as two-step garage, dub, two-car garage,
two-car
dub,
garage.
Techno, broken beat, jungle, and reggae. What's your music like? You know, it's like two-car garage mixed with freeform jazz.
Light-drenched living room, marble countertops, two-car garage. Anyway.
The music generally features sparse, syncopated drum and percussion patterns with bass lines that contain prominent sub-bass frequencies. In the United Kingdom, the origins of the genre can be traced back to the growth of the Jamaican sound system party scene in the 1980s.
Dubstep is generally instrumental. Bummer. But generally.
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 We're going to break out of the generic.
That's enough. Similar to vocal garage hybrid grime, the genre's feel is commonly dark. Tracks frequently use a minor key and can feature dissonant harmonies, such as the tritone interval within a riff. So what does dissonant mean? And what does tritone mean? And what is a riff?
So dissonant means basically the opposite of consonant. And consonant harmonies are harmonies like major chords and minor chords when you have like notes that are generally accepted as like blending well together into chord.
Okay.
And dissonance is putting together notes that are not generally accepted as
not accept unacceptable notes.
Unacceptable.
Notes you don't bring home to mama.
A tritone, I think we've talked about before, it's an augmented fourth or a perfect fifth interval, and it used to be called the devil in music because it's the most dissonant interval, according to a lot of people.
It's what the devil sounds like.
Exactly.
Okay.
What was the last thing?
The last thing?
Riff, you said?
Oh, yeah, I just...
What's
yeah.
a riff?
Yeah, you don't have to explain.
That's a riff.
A mouse just ran across Scott's foot.
It tickled me.
Other distinguishing features of dubstep. Dubstep, wow.
Dubstep. Wow.
Are using samples.
Uh-huh.
A propulsive, sparse rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And an almost omnipresent sub bass.
Yeah.
So what would that mean? Omnipresent sub bass.
It means there's very low frequencies that are so low they like give you that kind of rumble feeling in your
yeah.
chest, you know, and
yeah.
are not really audible through a lot of like small speakers and things. So they're these frequencies that are most prominent when you have an actual like subwoofer, which is called in the sound system. And there's also what's called a wobble bass in addition to the sub bass, and it's often referred to as the wub, where an extended bass note is manipulated rhythmically. So that's the wah-wah-wah thing that we talk about. It's just like one single note that's then like chopped up and moved around and wobbled to become a rhythm. So that's
okay.
that wah-wah-wah-wah.
Be careful, Scott. Don't hurt your neck.
The tempo of dubstep is usually 138 to 142 beats per minute with a clap or a snare usually inserted every third beat in a bar.
Oh, that's specific.
One, two, clap.
Good job. One, two, clap.
Four.
Okay.
Oh, this is interesting. In an Invisible Jukebox interview with The Wire, Code 9, who I guess is a DJ, commented on a track by a group called MRK1, observing that listeners have, quote, internalized the double time rhythm of these tracks, and the track is so empty it makes the listener nervous, and you almost fill in the double time yourself physically to compensate. So when they talk about it being sparse, you know, the people creating these tracks are assuming that you are internally going to kind of fill in the missing beats and be able to latch onto it.
Oh.
But there's like not so much going on that it feels grounded, and it gives you that sense of anticipation. And when you get that drop finally with the wub bass, that's why it's so satisfying.
Because you're like, want it.
Exactly.
I want to dance to it.
Right.
Yeah.
These syncopated sparse rhythms. You're like, where are we? There we are. Bah, 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 bah.
Great. So I found something about dubstep lyrics, and I can't decide if it's a joke or not.
Okay.
So this site it's a Tumblr, and it's called dubsteplyrics.tumblr.com. And the subtitle is "For Dubstep Sonnet Sing-Along Filth Discos."
What?
Is that is a string of English words, but I don't know what they mean.
Say them again.
Dubstep Sonnet Sing-Along Filth Discos.
Sonnet
as in Shakespearean discos? Filth discos hyphenated.
Okay, I don't know anything about this.
So but let me tell you, so there's a Skrillex song here that has come up, and it's called First of the Year parentheses Equinox end parentheses. I'm guessing that's a Skrillex song. And can I read you the lyric?
Yeah.
Call 911 now. Boyo green, yan 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 green. But it's like I mean,
what?
It's like an onomatopoetic translation of the sounds.
Cool.
And it's so you can sing along, I guess.
Whoa, whittle da whittle do woodly widdly wah.
Greech loo wee guag wo gra gree 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 grew.
That's the verse.
Yeah, it is. So is this a joke or is this a real thing that people want? And want to go to shows and be able to sing?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
Should we try to follow along?
Sure.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So we
it's got to be a joke,
I guess. So we just listened to that song, and it does line up.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to hear without like the actual subwoofer, like the sure. lower stuff on a tinny computer speakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have this treasure in front of us, I think we should use this as our example, and we should post these lyrics for people to try to follow along for themselves. Yeah. So here's the verse. I'll start right on the verse of First of the Year Equinox by Skrillex. Did you follow along? Did you get it?
Skrillex is also one of the most famous dubstep artists, no?
Yes. He's one of the most, widely known even outside of the subculture of dubstep and electronic music. I think,
for sure.
He's a household name, but, if people don't know anything about EDM, they've still probably heard of Skrillex.
Yes, probably.
Some other notable dubstep DJs are Digital Mystics, Scream with a K.
Cream.
Cream. Code 9, The Space Ape.
I like that one.
And Sam Shackleton.
Well, conventional Sam. You don't have enough K's and Z's in your name.
No. Well, I didn't tell you how it's spelled.
Oh.
Sam Shackleton is spelled ZSAAEMN. No, I'm kidding. It's just Sam Shackleton. All right. Dubstep. I think this will be really fun.
Yep.
I think we should do a little more research to try to find dubstep songs with vocals, with lyrics, to see if there's anything less sparse.
Indeed.
Than what we just heard. But I think we should go ahead and get our topic in the meantime.
Okay. Let's get our topic.
Let's do it. So
now you're Pinky.
I'm Pinky.
Yeah.
And you're the brain, and we're still grocery shopping.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Oh, brain, they're out of shallots. How are we going to make the machine for the shallots?
Well, Pinky, we'll have to find Ben Silver.
Huh? Don't pop your neck.
What's our topic?
To kill a clown.
To Kill a Clown.
We got a movie called To Kill a Clown.
From 1972.
It's an American drama film.
Directed by George Bloomfield and written by George Bloomfield and I.C. Rappaport.
I don't see Rappaport. Oh, I see Rappaport. The film stars Alan Alda, Blythe Danner, Keith Lambert, and Eric Clavering.
No idea.
The film was on August 23rd.
Good job,
according
Wikipedia.
The film was only on August 23rd, 1972, by 20th Century Fox.
So here's the plot. A hippie couple trying to reconnect and save their marriage rent a secluded beach cabin from the more conservative and off-kilter Mr. Richie.
Alan Alda.
Trouble arises when relations are strained and Richie's two aggressive Doberman dogs get a taste for hippies.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Should I try to find the trailer for this?
Yes, please.
There's not a ton of information on this movie.
That's it.
So
that's the whole Wikipedia article. Yeah. It was 104 minutes long.
Great.
The tagline on the poster is, "He turned man into a fool and a game into a nightmare."
Like, what the fuck and does that have to do with anything?
This like hippie couple behind bars, and then it also has Alan Alda and two Dobermans all making the same face.
Yeah, that's a real good way to put it. All making the same face. Like, what a weird movie.
And like the font of To Kill a Clown looks like scratches and like, yeah, you know, various angles. And yeah, so we're gonna write a dubstep song about this movie, To Kill a Clown.
Oh, the entire movie is on YouTube.
Oh, well, let's just see if we can watch just the trailer.
Yeah.
Well, no trailer.
No trailer. The entire movie's on YouTube. We like sort of started watching a little bit of it. We read more of the description. It sounds like kind of just a crazy, weird, obscure horror movie.
Alan Alda just is like crazy, a deranged guy who they don't think is deranged, but he really is. And then his Dobermans eat them.
Yeah.
Best YouTube comment. Go.
Where is clown?
Where is clown?
Brandon Downey, 2 weeks ago, wants to know.
Two weeks ago.
Where is clown?
Okay. So let's find out if there are dubstep songs with lyrics.
Yes.
I'll start grabbing some sounds.
Yes.
Maybe some Doberman barking.
Oh, so good. And then you could maybe slow it down and make it like
ruff, 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 ruff. Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll meet back here.
We'll meet back here. There is dubstep with lyrics.
Thank God.
I know. It's all female lyrics, primarily.
Female lyrics?
Like. Well, female vocals.
Gotcha. I don't know.
Good one. Scott,
who you calling a jerk?
Just every day.
See you tomorrow.
Everyone's like, I fucking hate that guy.
I just sleep at the office.
Yeah. You pop up from behind the couch.
Does someone want water?
No, stop it. We're in a meeting. God.
You know what goes great with a meeting?
Fizzy water. Okay. So I listened to a kind of sampling of dubstep with female singers, and there are some singers that you're going to recognize on this list.
Oh,
Imogen Heap.
Yeah.
Cruella, k-r-e-w-e-l-l-a.
Okay.
Have you heard of her? No.
No.
And there are also things like, so there are a couple different general styles.
Yeah.
One is sounds kind of like a dance music female vocal, that kind of like light, ethereal, sort of textural.
Sure.
Think like
sure.
Evanescence-y, like kind of like,
yeah, reverb-y, distinct.
Yeah, yeah. That, and then like when the beat drops, it just like drops and it becomes a dance song.
Gotcha.
Then there are also ones that are more explicit about the lyrics kind of just being a textural element that comes back. So we like, we only have tonight, or like whatever.
Sure.
And then it like goes
that
on
was,
like that.
That was great.
Thank you.
As sung by Dolphin.
D-O-L-L-F-I-N. Dolphin. Oh, that's very good. Okay. So then there's that.
Okay.
And that can like repeat or like dubstep. Okay.
We're doing all animal based songs. Dolphin, dubstep.
Yeah, good thing we got killer Dobermans or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's also, and like the Imogen Heap song just kind of like sounded like an Imogen Heap song.
Sure.
And then it turned into a dubstep song.
Okay.
And then there's also something that's more like sampling female vocals.
Oh.
And there was a song by Kraga, Mr. Postman. And it was the like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, hey, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that like classic Motown, I guess,
yeah,
song. And they just pitched the vocals way up.
Cool.
And then they added some of those like stuttering effects to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was recognizable as the melody of Mr. Postman, but it was distorted.
Cool.
And it was really fun and neat.
All right. I like that.
So there are kind of different roads we could go down here.
Yeah.
So we could do something that sounds like a chorus into a song and like the lyrics kind of get left behind, something that's more integrated, and then also something that's like sampled and then used throughout the song.
I kind of like the idea of sampling and like chopping and pitching.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be fun to like do some kind of a like verse or chorus.
Sorry, what? I just had an idea of the song that we could sample.
Okay.
Send in the clowns.
Oh my God.
Right though?
Yeah, good.
Sample it, like pitch it way up, make it faster.
And put barking wobble bass underneath it.
Yeah. Sample some Dobermans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That means you're not really writing any lyrics, though.
I mean...
Because what I was saying was... what I was thinking was, like, we could have, like, the first intro to the song before the beat drops with a sung thing over it.
Yeah. Well, we can still do that.
Right. And then what I sample later on are excerpts of that.
Oh.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. We could do that. So I think, yeah, I think we should combine.
Okay.
Our powers combine.
Yes.
I'll do like a kind of floaty before the beat comes in.
Right.
Just sort of like.
It could still be like called Send in the Clowns. Yeah. You could like still end whatever you do with Send in the Clowns. And then we just sample the other one.
Yes. In the like actual dance rhythm part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
Okay. Let's do it.
Send in the clowns to kill them.
Send in the killer clown.
Cool. Oh boy.
Got your lyrics.
And I got your clowns.
These are very minimal lyrics.
Sure.
It's just going to be a kind of little floaty thing.
Yeah.
Try to summarize what I could of the movie. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Okay.
Sand and stars, sun and sky. Pet the doggies. Try not to die. Party all day till the sun goes down. Let's get ready to kill a clown. That's it.
That's great. Some of your finest work.
I know.
It's like a little gem.
I know. But I think it's good. Like the lyrics aren't important in dubstep.
No, you just set the tone.
Yes, exactly. And then we'll drop the beat.
Yes, we
and
will.
And we'll get some more clown action. That's sweet, sweet clown action.
Featuring Judy Collins singing Send in the Clowns.
Judy Collins. Thank you, Judy.
Chopped and screwed, as they say. So
that's the best way to kill a clown.
Yeah, exactly. So for the beat that we have here, I drew from the extensive library of Apple loops that I use for a lot of these Song Salad songs.
Okay.
And there are so many options for like dubsteppy beats and things and basses and all that I started looking by like what the name sounded like to me,
okay,
and whether it like went with this topic or not.
Okay.
And I'm excited about one of the beats that I found, which is called the Bad Signal beat.
Ooh.
Because I imagine like if you're trapped
on an island
and you're getting attacked by Dobermans and you like have no cell service
in 1972.
I'm modernizing it.
Sure.
It's the bad signal beat. And then there's the basses that I'm going to use. The wobble basses are called the frantic bass and the growling bass.
This is perfect. This is so perfect. What a beautiful little word picture you've made with your beats.
Thanks.
Good job, Boo.
And I've sampled a Doberman barking.
Great.
And I'm going to include it both at normal speed and slowed down by half and pitched down almost an octave.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we're listening for a dog barking. We're listening for Judy Collins. We're listening for a frantic wobble,
a growling wobble, and a bad signal beat.
And a bad signal beat. That's a lot.
And then some synthesizers to give some tonality too, but those names don't matter.
Cool. Yeah.
Although one of the synths I'm using is called the squeaker synth. Maybe it's like a dog toy.
Yeah, perfect.
Squeaker.
We're really thematically tight this week.
Yes.
I like it. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I really like it. What are we calling it?
I mean, send in the clowns to kill them is pretty good.
Send in the killer clowns. Send in the clowns. Maybe it should be like
pet the doggies.
Pet the doggies
and die.
What if it was pet the doggies parentheses kill a clown?
That's a lot.
Pet
the clowns.
Pet the clowns.
Kill the doggies. I mean, pet the doggies is kind of fun because you don't give away the ending.
Wait, can it be pet the doggies featuring Judy Collins?
That's going to be the weirdest episode title we've ever had.
Yes, it'll be perfect.
All right.
All right.
Pet the Doggies featuring Judy Collins.
A dubstep song about the 1972 movie To Kill a Clown.
Tweet at us, Alan Alda.
Yeah, please, I love you.
By Shannon and Scott.
Sand and stars, sun and sky. Thank you.
That was intense.
I love that.
Do you think Judy Collins would love that?
No.
Do you think Alan Alda would love that?
Kinda.
What do you know about Judy Collins' personality?
Well, I know more. Well, it's what I don't know, because I don't know anything about Judy Collins' personality. I do know a little bit of something about Alan Alda's personality because I saw him speak live.
Oh, about?
About dubstep. No, actually. It was
about Dobermans. He's an activist now.
Dubstep.
Dobstep.
How did we miss that one?
That's so good.
We got dubstep, but we missed dobstep.
That sounds so much cooler.
It does sound so much cooler.
Good app.
Good app. What a crunchy salad.
And what a happy melding of genre and topic.
I know.
I think.
So good. Killing Clowns.
Yeah.
And dubstep.
And I love that the way that Judy Collins and Sending the Clowns got in there is the same exact way that Russell Crowe singing Stars got into Russell Crowe's Big Fat Boat. I mean, Fast Boat.
Big Fat
Hey, check out Russell Crowe's Big Fat Boat.
Hey, Russell Crowe, is that your boat or your mom? It's so fat. I couldn't tell.
No, you call me Buffett.
Wait, Sylvester Stallone? What are you doing here?
Oh, no. All our characters are blending together.
Ting, 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 ting. Randy.
I got the boat, Mom. I'm on the fat boat.
It's fat boat.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, it ended up in there just because we randomly made an association.
Okay. But but at least we did something with it. With Russell Crowe, you just sort of shoved him in at the end singing Stars over the fiddle or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that was also because it was our 1 year anniversary extravaganza.
That's true. It was extravagant. I will say that.
He was our special guest star.
He was. Wow. Guys, it's been a week.
It's been a week.
We had a live show, which we'll release.
You will hear it.
You will hear it. It's very exciting. We did it. Really fun. Definitely something we could do again in the future, which is really cool to know.
Definitely.
And thanks to all of you, those of you who came out to the live show. If you were at the live show and you found us through the live show, please tweet at us or join our... We have a Facebook group.
Big announcement.
Big announcement. We have a Facebook group now, which is different than our Facebook page. And the Facebook page is kind of it's like a tomb. It's a tomb of posts.
It's basically just a way to put our tweets onto Facebook.
Yeah, it's really stupid. So join the Facebook group, which is better. It's already popping off.
Yeah, there's some really fun discussions happening. And even posts of people who were inspired by Song Salad to create things of their own.
Autumn wrote some lyrics about a burger. It's
perfect.
Great.
That's great.
That's exactly what we do every week.
So thank you for the salad spinner suggestion, Autumn, and thank you for that post.
Yes. And thanks to Steven, who posted in the group, Cher doing every part of West Side Story.
I love that video.
See what you're missing? It's popping off in there. You got to get on the group.
Join the Song Salad Podcast, the produce section
is
Facebook
what it's called.
Group.
Yes. And we will approve you, I promise.
Unless you're weird.
Yeah, don't be weird.
And
well,
by weird,
no.
I mean a Nazi Russian troll.
Or trying to sell lip gloss or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong.
Just not in our group.
Just not in the group.
That's for the cosmetic section, not the produce section.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Different part of the store.
Yeah, exactly. You can follow us on Twitter. We're still going to be on Twitter, not just Facebook. You can donate to our Patreon if you would like access to bonus content and bloopers and weird things that we put up on there sometimes. And we got another rating on iTunes, another 5-star rating. So thank you to whoever that was. They didn't leave a review, so we can't thank you by name, but thank you if you reviewed us.
We are now at 29 5-star ratings.
we're crawling up there.
Better than any Taco Bell.
Definitely better than any Taco 100%
Bell. 100%
true. 100% true. So thank you to everyone. You're all awesome. We love our vegetarians.
Love you.
You guys are great.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're...
My neck!
Woof!
Woof! Hello, everyone. This is Ed from Dwed, the Clearly Unscripted podcast. Are you looking for a new comedy podcast because you're bored or you don't know what to do? Well, we are the right people. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you find your pod. What? Yes?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Ed, are you promoting a podcast without me?
No, I'm talking to my mom.
Dwed is a podcast that you love.